Kevin, glad to have you with us. Time for a community connection here on K1. We've got a couple of special folks in from the Daybreak Rotary to talk Fantasy Land of Lights. And it's kind of hard for me to believe that we're about that time, but you guys were telling me before the program started, you guys start on November the 20th, sharp every year, regardless of when Thanksgiving or all that stuff is. So that's going to be this weekend.
Yes, it is. It's this Saturday night. We'll be opening night for the drive-through part of going through Fantasy Land of Lights. It's hard to believe it's that time of the year.
Pam Crawford is with us. That you just heard Bill Riley with us as well for the Daybreak Rotary. And again, we're talking Fantasy Land of Lights. And guys, not only do you guys kick things off with the drive-through this weekend, but you've got some other activities going on there as well. I know you wanted to talk about a little bit of the long history that Fantasy Land of Lights has in Johnstone Park here in Bartlesville.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, Fantasy Land of Lights. This is the 30th year. We took over the event in 2002, so this is our 20th year for operating the event for the city and the chamber. And it's purely done with volunteers. There's probably 1,200 volunteer hours that go into this for the whole event, and it amazingly comes together smoothly every year, and we don't have to look far for the volunteers.
Oh, a perfect example is we walked in your lobby, and one of the folks in your lobby went, "Now, how do I sign up if I wanted to work out at Fantasyland out in the gingerbread house?" And so, yes, we need three or four people at the park every night from 6 in the evening till 10 in the evening, and we're open from November 20th to December 30th. So that's a pretty hefty commitment, but we always seem to be able to find the volunteers.
Awesome. Once again, talking with Pam Crawford and Bill Riley. They're with the Daybreak Rotary, and we're talking Fantasy Land of Lights, which will kick off on the 20th. And Bill, you were talking about the history a little bit, a long time that you guys have been running it. I guess I assume most everyone listening knows what Fantasy Land of Lights is, but maybe let's back up just in case somebody didn't or they've seen it and not paid a ton of attention. What exactly is it?
Fantasy Land of Lights is a collection of light displays that we set up in Johnstone Park at the north part of downtown, right next to the bridge that goes over the Caney River up to Dewey. And it's a free drive-through event. People come and stay in their cars. They bring their families, their dogs. We hand out candy canes and dog biscuits at the gingerbread house. We do take donations. We do not charge. And I love it when somebody is coming through and at the gingerbread house they make a donation into the little tin can and say, "Can we go around again, please?" And absolutely. You can go around as many times as you wish. It's just, we do it for this community.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a few Bartlesville-centric displays. Obviously, if people have been through there, they recognize those. And if you could kind of explain where some of these displays came from, I guess you guys must set them up. Do you add, take away, change them, stuff like that?
We do add, not every year, but maybe at least every other year we add a display of some sort. The signature piece, I guess, is the Bartles Mill. Mm-hmm. And as you drive in, we've added a couple of arches. One is the snowflake arch when you first come in, and then we have the musical arches that I haven't seen anywhere else, but the musical arch is in that. We also play music on the bandwidth of 90.9. People can tune their radios, and those lights dance with the music. But when you're coming into the park, you look through the snowflake arch, through the musical arches, and you see Bartles Mill, and that is our largest display.
But we have an Indian and a chief and
teepee.
A teepee.
And
a buffalo.
And a buffalo. One theme. There are many snowmen. A melting snowman and a skiing snowman who crashes to the ground.
And a waving one.
And a waving one. And Santa's all over the place. He's on his sled.
Yeah. Do you know the history behind the Bartles Mill? Did someone make that, or don't
that,
have
that? I don't know.
That
was there when we got the assignment to take over the Fancy Land of Lights. Cool. And unfortunately, some of the history has gone with Randy Weatherly. Randy Weatherly, who led this right from the get-go, he passed away in December of 2018. And some of that history has gone with him. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, in fact, actually, that is our most recent new display. Randy's family knew how invested he was as a Rotarian and with Fantasyland, and they made the memorial in December of 18 to Fantasyland. And so, in the fall of 19, we opened up a new display in memory of Randy and
thanking the big elf.
Thanking the big elf, as we called him. And we do have to occasionally explain why there's a K-State Wildcat with him. So, but that's okay. We have fun with that. But that also prompted us to create another event that year connected to Fantasyland. We're members of the chamber. We were able to get the chamber to come and do a ribbon cutting. Randy was well known in the community as an architect. And so we got them to do a ribbon cutting on the night before we opened, so the 19th of November 2 years ago. And what we did is we opened the park that people could walk through the park. It is the only night you can walk through the park on the road. Please don't get out in the grass. There are extension cords all over the place. And it was such a success that year. We did it again last year. And it was even bigger. We had a beautiful night. Everybody was out. I think last year people were looking for a way to be out and be safe in COVID. And Fantasyland provided that. Not only the walkthrough, but the drive-through. So we are doing Fantasyland on foot this Friday night. So if you want to come see the park at your own pace without a car behind you with their lights on, this is the night to come do it. And we don't want any of the scooters that run around town in the park. We don't want them in there even on a night on a drive-through. But we'd love having the dogs walk through the park with their owners, kids in strollers, a wheelchair or a mobility device, anybody who wants to come and walk through the park.
Kind of gives people a chance to go at their own pace a little bit more than when you're in the car, I would think, right?
Yeah, although, you know, people kind of do their own pace even in the car. I mean, it's I have worked occasionally the weekend ahead of Christmas, and we'll be backed up on traffic for the whole evening.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first year we did Fantasyland on foot, we estimated about 450 people showed up, and we did a little bit of publicity. Last year we didn't do much more publicity, and we had about 1,000 people. Yeah. Who knows how many we're going to have on Friday.
Our major publicity on this one is a Facebook event on our Daybreak Rotary page. And at the moment, between the going and the interested, we have 1,500 responses to that. So we have no clue what we're going to see on Saturday night. And the weather forecast looks dry. A little cold,
Friday
but dry.
Night.
Excuse me, Friday night. Thank you. Friday
night.
It looks cold, but dry. So it should be a beautiful night.
The one difference on Fantasyland on foot is it goes from 6 to 8 and does not go till 10 o'clock.
Yeah. And the other thing is we actually charge to come in for it. It's $10 for an adult. But if you come and there's 6 adults, we're only going to charge you $20 for the 6 adults to walk in. It's a suggested donation so that we... It's different. We use the funds for Fantasyland on foot differently than we use the funds for Fantasyland of Lights. Fantasyland on foot helps fund some of the different youth programs we do here in the community, things like our dictionary project. When we were doing it in 19 for the first time, we were, of course, before COVID, we were hoping to send a student from Bartlesville overseas on an exchange trip and host one back into Bartlesville. None of that's happened for the last couple of years, but we believe that program is going to resume with Rotary. And so, and I understand we have a child or a youth interested in potentially doing that. And so that's one of the things we use Fantasyland on Foot to pay for. So we do ask for a donation. Somebody really came up and said, I can't afford it. We'd probably let them in anyway.
Fantasyland on Foot, so that's Friday night from 6 until 8,
yes.
Correct? And you can just show up. Where do people park in Johnstown Park or anywhere downtown?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll park around Kitty Park. Oh, Kitty Park is open for three rides
on Friday night.
Oh, gotcha. Also. Okay. So parking is anywhere in that Johnstone Park area except within the gates.
Sure.
Of.
Yeah, I can say, and there's no charge for going into Kitty Park. This is something that we added to the mix last year, and that made it a really fun family evening to be out. This year, one of our ads is. We have not had Christmas music playing. You can't, unless you, I don't know what you could walk around with and tune into 90.9.
Oh, you've got a Walkman.
Yeah, right. But we've arranged for John Rowlett to come out and play music in the park. And nice. So that'll be fun.
I do want to touch on where does the money go, the donations?
Yeah.
It goes to the cost of operating. We still have electrical bills. We pay for warehouse space to store the displays, maintenance on the displays, parts and tape and bulbs and that kind of thing, new displays. But everything else goes to scholarships. And we've gone over $100,000 in scholarships over the years that we've done this. Last year, it was just a phenomenal year. People were just very, very happy to be able to do something they would normally do in the normal way. And they were very generous. And our scholarship donation last year was $15,000.
So let's recap again. Only got about 30 seconds left. Fantasyland on Foot. That'll be Friday from 6 until 8.
Yes.
And then Saturday, it kicks off when you want to drive through, and the hours 6 till 10, is that right?
Correct.
And that'll be every day from that day until the 30th.
Of December.
30th is our last night.
And that includes the holidays?
Yes. We're open on the holidays.
Absolutely.
So Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, you can go through as well.
Right.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Pam Crawford and Bill Riley with Daybreak Rotary. And again, Fantasy Land of Lights kicking off this weekend in downtown Bartlesville.
Thanks for listening.